For the first time, New Jersey has opened the records of some of the worst cases in the state's foster system. The state was required to make the records public when two groups sued for access, first a children's rights organization and then several newspapers. The records provide a glimpse into the troubled lives and sometimes horrible deaths that some children face while under the care and supervision of the state. Nancy Solomon reports from Newark.
In January, Fahim Williams was found dead and his two brothers half-starved in the basement of a Newark house after years of abuse accusations that went unheeded. All eyes turned to New Jersey's child welfare system, known here as DIFAS. That's resulted in 17 other cases coming to light. The documents were first provided to Marsha Robinson Lowry, who runs Children's Rights Incorporated, which is suing New Jersey to better serve its abused children.
Prior to the horrible death of Fahim Williams, the state was denying that there was anything wrong with its child welfare system. And they've been able to get away with it because they have not made public any documentation of what's actually happening.
The documents detail some of the agency's worst failures. A 3-week-old infant, underweight and fragile, dropped at the door of a foster mother who told caseworkers she couldn't handle kids with medical problems. The baby died days later. And the death of Brian Clark, a 3-year-old HIV-positive boy who wasn't taken to the doctor for an entire year. Days before his death, his 68-year-old foster mother gave him soapy water to drink as an enema.
The problems that these systems deal with are difficult problems, but New Jersey does worse than most other states in dealing with these problems. New Jersey pays much less than other places pay for foster parents. Why is New Jersey further impoverishing its poor children?
Last year, New Jersey confirmed only 22% of the child abuse allegations it received, far below the national average of 33%. Joseph Dumar, spokesman for DIFAS, says the newly publicized cases represent a tiny percentage of the more than 11,000 children under state supervision.
However, the cases do bring to light some issues that we continue to see on a routine basis that include inconsistent decision making, a lack of oversight of foster parents, and unfortunately, incomplete investigations. And these are all issues that need to be addressed because they have led to abuse and even death in foster care.
Dumar says the state has brought in a new deputy commissioner from outside the agency who is overseeing reforms from top to bottom. But Cecilia Zalkind of the Association for Children of New Jersey says the proposed changes don't go far enough. She says she's been issuing reports about the agency's incompetence since the mid-1980s, and the same horror stories continue to happen. Zalkind says she was outraged to see more reports of abuse go unheeded.
If you're a child in foster care, you're not believed. And second, I think this continued practice of having those allegations investigated by an entity within the same department, I think is unacceptable. It has to be changed.
Instead, Zalkind wants all institutional abuse allegations to be investigated by one of the state's law enforcement agencies. Children's Rights Incorporated is now negotiating a settlement with the state. They want lower caseloads for DIFAS workers and more pay for its foster parents, which would bring in more homes and allow caseworkers to place children in the best ones. As far as Cecilia Zalkind is concerned, nothing short of these changes is acceptable. After all, she says, these are children that were already mistreated so badly that they were taken away from their biological parents in the first place. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Newark, New Jersey.